It's 10:31 here on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT. Program Director Joshua Clausen with you as we continue breaking news coverage on WEKT of the train derailment that happened in Trenton, in the Trenton area yesterday morning. I've got Todd County Emergency Manager Ash Groves and Todd County Judge Executive Todd Mansfield in the studio with us. First, I'll start with Ash just to kind of get a recap of what all happened yesterday with the CSX train that had the derailment in Trenton. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Josh. Thanks for the opportunity to come speak to you and to your audience. So yesterday morning around 6:20, we had a CSX train derail. Approximately 140 cars, two engines on that line. 31 cars derailed. We had one car that was loaded with molten sulfur that was damaged. It was leaking that molten sulfur, sending off a cloud. CSX team, and along with the Christian County Hazardous Material Response Team, helped us extinguish that fire, and we began reclamation trying to get that material up. So,
well, that cleanup process continues now as we speak. Of course, earlier this morning, we were able to confirm that the rail line has reopened, that section that was blocked off, about 200 feet section that was blocked off due to that derailment yesterday. It was 31 cars that had derailed off that. And as you were telling us before we went on air, that train had about 140 cars on it yesterday.
It did, and it was loaded with everything from restaurant commodities, lumber. They had several cars with molten sulfur on them. So it basically, it derailed in kind of the middle of the train. So some of those cars had been taken back eastward, and some of them had to be taken back westward. And then they've got right now damaged cars are moved off the line, obviously, because the rail is operational. We'll start working on getting those things chopped up and moved off, and the reclamation of the dirt that was disturbed.
Now, we learned earlier this morning that U.S. 41 will remain closed through at least the end of the week due to that cleanup there. And, of course, right there at the intersection with Tress Shop Road, that portion of Tress Shop Road is going to remain closed as well, just so that cleanup can continue. Thankfully, no damage to either 41 or Tress Shop Road, correct?
That's correct. We were very fortunate, obviously, with the exception of having a major artery closed off, a transportation artery there, U.S. 41. No damage to any structures other than the rail itself. No fatalities, no injuries. So we were extremely fortunate.
Well, of course, Todd County Judge Executive Todd Mansfield joins us as well this morning. Great to have you, sir.
Thank you, Josh, for having us.
Well, absolutely. Now, I want to talk also about, the fiscal court every year signs agreements to have mutual aid with counties. And this really came into play yesterday with help from Christian County.
Christian County was a huge help, as always. Anytime we need help from our friends to the west, they're always there on the spot. And Randy Graham, his team, the hazmat team, I don't know how many, individuals were there, but they had several. They had drone footage, for us. And, it was just all of it was so helpful, to Todd County. Hopefully someday we can repay them in some form or fashion. Hopefully it's not over a disaster, but we're very thankful to have neighbors to our west, north, east, that all, will help Todd County when we are in need.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a crazy, like we said, plus 24 plus hours right there in Trenton. As we said, the railway is back open. And Ash, we were talking before we went on that there's going to be some increased traffic, probably going a little slower now where they had to place that new track as they have to get caught up from that 24-hour delay, basically.
Yeah, it's incredible to me how much traffic goes through that rail line there. So, you know, nationally, you think the train can't very easily go around. So they just kind of sit and all that stuff stacks up. And I was talking to CSX representative this morning. There's a lot of Amazon product on there. There's a lot of things that are time sensitive that are trying to get to their destination. So yeah, a lot of traffic will be going down that rail line. Obviously not at speed we're used to seeing. So just expect those of us who go over those crossings to expect some delays.
Now, of course, federal government officials like the National Traffic Safety Board is here just trying to investigate what happened. Has there been any indication as to what led to those 31 cars derailing yesterday?
So, like you just said, the National Transportation Safety Board has been involved. You know, CSX is as the contractor, as the owner, is working through them. I have no idea where they are in that investigation. I do know, having been in other investigations with aircraft, that takes quite some time. They're probably still in the evidence gathering and analysis. So right now, I don't know. I can't tell you with any certainty what caused it. I can tell you that we were super fortunate. Just real quick, you know, it's amazing to me when I get on the radio how quickly our volunteer organizations respond to things like this. And you know, Trenton Voluntary Fire Department, Todd County Rescue, the Todd County Sheriff's Department, Elkton Fire Department. It just amazes me how quickly we were at that site and how quickly we were able to determine, you know, what it was, what we needed to do. And obviously CSX is a partner, Christian County is a partner coming in behind us. It all kind of fell in place quickly. So
absolutely. And amazing to get that call in just after 6 o'clock yesterday morning, and then to have the crews there. And we were able to get the word out just after 7 o'clock yesterday morning here on EKT. And we sure appreciate your partnership, because I know we were on the phone a lot yesterday, and Todd as well, just trying to get the latest information and to disseminate what was going on there in Trenton. Now, of course, a lot of chatter on social media has been about environmental concerns. So can we address some of those this morning as well?
Yeah. So, again, that just came from a briefing a little earlier with CSX and all their principals. There has been continuous air monitoring going on since the derailment, and they've been getting consistent non-detects, which means there's nothing in the air. So which is great news. And that is in the surrounding area, and including the actual incident area. Now, as far as where the ruptured car was at, on the, I guess it would be the north side of the track there on 41, they'll pull that car up. They'll remove the material out of it. They will go back into the field, remove that contaminated dirt, and then replace it. Then it'll be like it never happened. It'll actually probably be better than before it happened, when CSX gets finished with it. Also, we've had KDEP, which is the Kentucky Department of Environmental Protection, and KDAL, which is the Department of Water, have been there doing water sampling, both at the site and then in downstream tributaries, haven't detected anything in the ground. So again, you know, I'll go back to what I said earlier. We were just extremely lucky on this incident.
Absolutely. I mean, it just a little bit farther or back on that track, and it could have been into a home or the businesses right there in Trenton. So this was the best case scenario we could have had with this kind of incident.
Absolutely. I mentioned it yesterday. You don't ever want to have a derailment, but if you want to have one, this is kind of the one you want to have. So
now, of course, another concern, and I'll open the mic to both of you here to help me kind of figure this out. A lot of people have been trying to figure out how to get around that section with, of course, Tress Shop Road, 475 closed there, and US 41 from Pembroke to Trenton. So what's some of the best ways to try to get around that to get into Trenton?
So if you're going to, if you're in Todd County and you use 41 going west, you have a couple options. You can go take 181 north to Elkton, get on 6880, and that will take you west. Or you can go south on 181 to 79, then go hit I-24, and then it will take you back west. So that's probably the best two scenarios. There's a lot of small county roads that can get you there. I wouldn't want to get into trying to describe that. If you have a good GPS or good maps on your phone, they can show you a lot of different alternative routes. And of course, if you're in Christian County and you're going east, you basically use the same method, but just go east instead of west. So that's probably the best, easiest routes to take.
Well, sounds good. Thank you for that as well. Well, as we continue to talk about this, is there anything we haven't mentioned that we want to get across this morning?
Just a couple things. Well, one thing in particular, Josh, want to discuss, and you and I discussed this a couple weeks back about how to reach our county community. And I have been providing you and other news agencies updates periodically to this, because, and I'm sure people have noticed, we do have Todd County Emergency Management does have a presence on Facebook, and I try to keep that updated with weather. But it's probably been a little scarce here in the last 24 hours, because we've been pretty busy. So, I depend on the BAKT to be that sounding board for us. And I typically try to keep you in informed because I know you have a large audience. But, for those that are out there listening, if you have a Facebooker, if you can go on to Facebook and the Kentucky Emergency Management, you should see our page. I typically try to keep it updated and we'll continue to keep it updated. And we also have a function that we're getting ready to roll out. We discussed the tornado siren tests that will start and hopefully in the first part of the year. And that'll be through TextMyGov, and we'll do a larger, push to the community on that. But that would be a perfect opportunity for us to use TextMyGov, during this incident. So, again, it's just trying to figure out the best way to reach the largest audience out in the community that we can. We want to be open, transparent, be communicative to them. We just need to figure out the best way to do it.
Absolutely.
I agree. TextMyGov, I don't think our community is really familiar with that. It's something new that we're working on. We're hoping to get pushed out sooner rather than later, but we're trying to get all the bugs worked out before we send it out. But hopefully that'll be coming in January. And one other thing I'd like to mention is in the last few weeks in discussion with the fiscal court, we are looking to form a public safety board as Todd County grows. We've all seen the growth. There's not many roads in the county that you haven't seen 1, 2, or 10 new homes being built. So our county is growing. Emergency services are a huge need. We're still a small county, but we're growing. So emergency services have to grow as well. And so this public safety board will be formed, be made up of citizens, first responders, and a few elected officials. The elected officials will be the fewest on the board. We don't want it to get overwhelmed with people in an office, but we want our citizens to be on this board to help fiscal court plan for our future with emergency services. And probably in the next day or two, you're going to there's been a few names that's been given to me. I'll probably reach out and try to see if you're willing to serve on this board. Other counties have done it. I know Madison County is one that Ash is familiar with that has formed a public safety board. It's, we can meet, but I'm hoping that it becomes a board that will help fiscal court make good decisions when it comes to for emergency services. So that's what the purpose will be. And hopefully it's going to be something that the community is going to really get behind and enjoy being a part of. And it can also help with communication as well, because many times what we do, what we don't do, many times our citizens don't understand, and a lot of times they don't ask. And so this will hopefully help with that as well.
Now, if we have folks listening that might be interested in helping to serve in that, could they reach out to you at your office?
Absolutely. They know, most everyone knows my cell phone number, but if they don't, I'll give it. It's 270-604-0246. You can shoot me a text if you're interested, or you can send me an email, which is tmansfield@toddcogov.com, or you can give me a call or come visit. So I'm very accessible. So if you are interested in serving on this board in some capacity, that we would love to hear from you.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both for those updates, and I hope that we start 2026 on a great note and not have any more incidents like this for a long time here in Todd County. Sure appreciate all the first responders and those who have stepped up to help with this. And, of course, we're here for any other updates that need to get out to the public.
Thank you again, Josh. Appreciate the opportunity. Yep.
Yep. Thank you, Josh. At WEKT. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WEKT.